Hi there. The word for today is Onesimus. We've been doing a series on this man. In 2 Timothy 1 verse 10, the New Living Translation, Paul writes that God broke the power of death and illuminated the way to life and immortality. It's no surprise that God has a heart for hurting parents. After all, God himself is a father. What parental emotion has he not felt? Are you separated from your child? So was he. Is someone mistreating your child? They mocked and bullied his. Is someone taking advantage of your child? He, the Son of God, was set up by false testimony and betrayed by a greedy follower. Are you forced to watch while your child suffers? God watched his Son on the cross. Do you find yourself wanting to spare your child from all the hurt in this world? God felt that way. But because of his great love for you and me, Romans 8 verse 32 tells us, he did not spare his own Son, but gave him for us all. So with Jesus, God will surely give us all things. Note the words, all things. There's absolutely nothing God can't do in answer to prayer. Perhaps you prayed, but your child has died. No pain compares to that of losing a child. Maybe you've said Jesus resurrected Jairus' child. Why didn't he save mine? God understands your question. He buried a child too, and he hates death even more than you do. That's why he broke the power of death and illuminated the way to life and immortality. Look, for those who trust Christ, death is nothing more than a transition to heaven. Your child may not be in your arms today, but your child is safe in your heavenly Father's arms. After losing his son at birth, the psalmist David looked forward with hope to a great reunion when he said in 2 Samuel 12 verse 23, I shall go to be with him. And parent, the same is true for you. And that's the word for you today.